Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday evening. God bless you. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your mighty touch and your angels all around your people. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I just praise you and I thank you for this night. I pray that the message you got in my heart will be given out like you want it. I pray that you bring the anointing down. I pray that you'll bring healing to my body if I need it. Whatever that need is, I pray that you'll fulfill it, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You know, the Lord's calling the whole world to straighten up, to seek Him. And if you're out there tonight and you're not where you should be, you examine yourself because there's going to be trying times ahead of you. And we need the presence of God with us. Without His presence, we're nothing. And we can't cope with the things that we're facing without God's intervention. He's coming very soon, and He wants His people ready. And the church is not ready. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is really sick like I am, and it's lost its way. But God's still calling His people to come out, be separate, to seek Him, to call upon Him. He's here to help, not to destroy. The enemy is the one that comes, kills, to destroy and steal, but God's come to give you life and give you more abundant life. But God's getting tired. God's getting tired of the way people act, way they hold themselves. That means the way their actions. See, our actions speak louder than words. God wants a holy people, a zealous people, a people that seek their God forever. And God's here to help you in righteousness and fulfill the powers of God that you need to be a child of His. For the day is coming soon when there's no man can do any changing. It's all work's going to come to stop. We're pretty close at that point right now. The book of Revelation is going to come into operation very soon. And Israel's going to come into picture very soon. And I think we're going to go out of the picture here in the United States. And the whole world is going to have sudden changes. Great problems are going to arise. Book of Daniel prophesied years ago there'll be great problems in the last hour. And they're going to come to pass. But look, we see how they came forth. We see God's fulfillment out of the prophecies. Daniel said it would be a time that they'd have great travel and great learning. Look at the two. The travel has gone. It's headlong, goes on trips, vacations, throughout the world. But through it all, there's no thought about God. There's no respecting of His life as His laws. God's here to touch His people one more last time. And people need to seek God, fall on their knees, say, Lord, touch me, O Lord. God's here that we might be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. That's what He called them for. But people have not sought the Lord. They played church and never gone into anything about making themselves seeking God. The eyes of the Lord, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His hearts is made perfect toward Him. If people seek God, God will come to you. You don't have to go to Him. He'll come to you and He's going to help you. But I think in this land that I live in, I see very few people really have a true desire. I'm out there with a home for old age, and they have little concern. They think they're Christians. They don't even know nothing about Christianity. We've played the part, and now we're going to have a way of destruction. I don't know where you live at, but you need to get right with God. You need to call upon Him. Praise God that the enemy didn't want me to be here tonight, but God's here to avenge those that need that touch, that touch those in the mighty way. Because God is the one that keeps all things in control. The Bible plainly says there's a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, God came to give us life. Satan comes to kill us, to destroy us, to make us lose out on what God has for us. God's plan originally was hell was only for Satan and his crew. But Satan has hell's enlarged itself for the meeting of the crowd. That's what it says in Isaiah. It says, great peace have they that love God's law, and nothing shall offend them. If you're right with God, you're not going to get offended by the Spirit of God. But that's what the Bible's for, is to take us and put us in shape. We seek God's Word and read it by the understanding of the Spirit of God. We're going to receive a strength for a cleansing. That Bible is made to keep us holy. But few people really eat the Word. Too many people just take it at a glance. But God is seeking a man, a woman, that wants to serve Him, wants to do His will, not their will. Churches nowadays, they want God to, where they want Him to do, that's what they want Him to do. And that's opposite. God will give us something to do for Him. Hallelujah. Kamashina will go very shortly if we don't change our direction. This land that we're living in is going to have epidemic of troubles. Troubles of times before us, and it behooves us all to straighten up a little bit. Maybe God would help us, but at least we need to try. Without it, we're spiritual suicide. We're letting ourselves go to a place that we have not the answer, not the strength. We don't even know what's going on. And God came for a peculiar people, a zealous people, and a holy people, a righteous people, a people that will become overcomers. And I do not see this in the church, Lord Jesus Christ. I know I'm nothing, but I just say I've seen some things. I know that God's coming soon, and I don't know where you live at, to the United States or over the world, but you need to get right with God. You need to get right now, because He's coming back and His reward's with Him. It's appointed unto man once to die, then comes His judgment. We're at a point with God, even if He didn't come. But I believe this is the time that Jesus is going to come through the clouds of glory, and He's coming after His bride. He's coming those that have served Him, that have spoken out for His behalf. Oh, praise God, they're going to be blessed. But God has a great banquet table that's going to be open pretty soon. It's going to be a day of rejoicing, a day of fulfillment, a day of great peace. At the same time, while that banquet's going on with Lord Jesus, down here on earth, all turmoil is going to break loose. There's going to be fires, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be pestilence, violence every place you go. Murder will be rampant. A day of trouble, a day of starvation, a day of vast problems. Looking like when you go to heaven, if you go to heaven, let's see what you gain. We're going to a place that has no policemen, no need of policemen. It has no doctors. We don't need no doctors up there. No lawyers. Here you got to have a lawyer to live. There's not going to be any lawyers there. Don't need no armies, no protection, because God is God. He's going to live among His people. Isn't that going to be fantastic? You can see the Lord. Here we get just and He lives within our heart. But up there it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a personal relationship to say, Lord, I'm so glad I served You all my life. Lord, I'm so glad that I took You as my Savior. And if people haven't served all their life, you can still be there. If you just believe on the Son of Jesus Christ, what He did on the cross, and you can be saved, your sins are put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. What a challenge. I challenge you this night to search for God, to seek Him, to call upon His name. And this word should go out through America. They need to change your ways. This homosexual stuff's got to leave, all these bad things, because God can't stand it. It's sin. It's sin. This country's full of sin. Every place you go, it's sadness. There's no cleanness no longer. And you can see the powers of the enemy. He's there ready to get to you. If it wasn't for God and His protection, we could not make it. The enemy has all power, except he has not God's power. We have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Lord Jesus, when you accepted Him in your heart, you married Him as your Savior. There's going to be a wedding fest, and we as God's people want to be at that wedding. Like the Apostle Paul, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, kept the faith, henceforth laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not to me only, to those that love His appearing. I don't see very many people that really love the appearance of God. I'm not trying to give them, I just see it in the normal life. They tell you you're a Christian, but they don't even know ABCs about the Word of God. They never even sought God. They never even considered Him. But I tell you tonight, we need to consider our ways. As the prophet said back in the minor prophet, consider your ways. And this night, you need to consider what you're doing. Sir, you need to get right with God. You need to walk in His presence. Praise God that He might forgive you, heal you, bless you, minister His love to you. God's here that you can have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know, I'm going to say something right now. I had a stroke. I found myself in the hospital. But yet, when I come out of, I didn't know where I was at when I got in it. When I come to, I was happy as could be. I was happy. My own family thought I was drunk. But God's real. God took me that way. I had to stand firm in these issues, things that changes us. Jesus said, if you love mother, father, sister, brother, more than me and not my disciples. It's a lot higher standards than what our pastors have given us a view at. They've given us something that anyone can make it. No. It says, few there be that find it. If you didn't shorten that day, the very elect could not be saved. Could not. God's here to save you, to help you. For I say, says the Spirit of God, I seek for a people who will come out from among them and to be separate. A people that love me, that love the God and his ways. But I find few. I search throughout the whole earth and I look continually and I find few that really want me with their whole heart. Many of the people in this land serve the Lord with what they want to give him. They love him a little bit, but they don't love him the most. God wants your whole heart. You want to seek him above everything. That's where the problem is. You know, there's Christians do good, but they don't go far enough. They don't put it first. God wants to have the first of the land, first fruits, everything's of God. And we need to be delivered this night. God wants to come down and clean your house, bless your home. But he's going to do it by sanctifying your life. Where you're not living in a bunch of filth. You're walking holy living, not a condition of the world. This land is full of lust. It's got things it shouldn't be able to even look at. Yet this country views it on display. And they're so proud of these things. But your God sees it as very damnable. It'll ruin your, take your salvation. America has tried to serve God out of a little teensy weensy symbol of love, when they should have a glorious overflow of God's glory. And I'll tell you, God's not happy with it. He called America to be a holy people. In God we trust. God actually put all the people in the position that made this country strong in the Lord. But now we are totally out of the picture. We let homosexuals lead us, guide us. What do they say? That's what you do. They just flaunt God with it. But I believe that God's not going to be flaunted very long because he's going to do something about it. And I believe this night, if I was you out there and I did not know God well, I'd want you to try God. God is real. He'll forgive you. He'll excite you. He'll give you glory and glory. And Father, we just praise you for this night. I pray that you'll bless this night, Karma Shinda Makoma Sandra. God's here to give me the glory. God bless you in the powerful name of God the Father, God the Son, by God the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you another thing, when you start in your churches, start kicking the Holy Ghost out, I tell you, you're kicking out God himself. That's suicide. Spiritual suicide. You don't know what any better, spiritual suicide. Jesus said he forgive all things for those that come against the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus talking. I've heard to come to me and hold Jesus was very kind. You're not very kind. I said, we need to live above reproach. You're judgmental. And that's what we get nailed at. But God understands. He knows how people are treating us. And I believe that people, if you live right with God, he'll fight your battles. God, you don't have to say nothing. God just can provide for you. He's going to keep you in a land so wretched, so work with it. But you see, you don't look at the things you're seeing, but you're looking for the things that's going to happen. And the things, you see the heart of God, his part never leaves you. The joy of the Lord becomes your strength and salvation, the peace of God. Hallelujah. The world can't have it. They can't have it, but they're trying to get it. They want to make everybody miserable like they are. The Bible says, the unrighteous like the troubled sea that finds no rest. But God's here to give you life and give you more abundant life. But I will say again, please seek God. I had trouble getting here tonight, and I want you to come and seek God. I want you to seek his face this night. The joy of the Lord can be your strength, your power, and your witness. God bless you all. Brother Clint, would you close in prayer?
Father, we thank you that you are the answer. You're the one we are always looking for. You're the one with help. You're the one that can save the sinner. You're the one who saved us, Lord, and keep us saved. Touch us. Help us not to fail. Thank you for sending Brother Freedom along. Thank you, Lord, that he's stuck close to your word, to the message, to what you believe. We want to do what you believe, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your healing touch, your saving touch, your delivering touch. In Jesus' name, amen.